We're going to begin with news today out of northern Syria, a bomb attack claimed by ISIS that killed U.S. service members. Details are still sketchy, but this is what we know. The U.S. military confirmed that at least two American troops died in an explosion at a restaurant in the town of Manbij. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 16 people were killed in the blast. Residents in the area said an American helicopter was seen landing to take away wounded U.S. personnel. The World's Matthew Bell has been following the story and is with me in the studio. What do we know, Matthew?
This reportedly happened near a vegetable market, and the CCTV video I was just watching is pretty horrifying. It's broad daylight. It shows people walking on the sidewalk outside of a little restaurant. There's women. There's a little boy there. Suddenly, there's an explosion, a fireball. It sends people fleeing. Witnesses told Reuters that American troops and their local militia partners were on patrol nearby. ISIS was driven out of Manbij, and the town is controlled by Kurdish forces allied with the U.S. Reports said that at least 16 people total were killed in this attack, maybe even as many as 20.
Yeah, it's just awful. It's been a few weeks now since Donald Trump said that ISIS was defeated and U.S. troops in Syria would be coming home soon. Any sense that a deadly attack like this could change the administration's plans for Syria?
Right. That was a little less than a month ago. Donald Trump surprised pretty much everyone with that announcement. As the details of today's attack were being reported, Mike Pence was speaking to a gathering of U.S. ambassadors about U.S. policy in Syria.
We promised under this president's leadership to take the fight to radical Islamic terrorists on our terms, on their soil. The president and I couldn't be more proud. Thanks to the leadership of this commander-in-chief and the courage and sacrifice of our armed forces, we're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled, and ISIS has been defeated.
Matthew, there's been a lot of pushback on Trump's decision to pull out of Syria. I mean, it even prompted the departure of the Defense Secretary, James Mattis. What is the latest on this decision?
There's real skepticism in Washington, and that includes among Republicans on Capitol Hill. Today, Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, interrupted a hearing that was about a totally unrelated issue to talk about the attack in Manbij, and he brought up real questions about the president's thinking on Syria.
My concern by the statements made by President Trump is that you had set in motion enthusiasm by the enemy we're fighting. You make people who are trying to help wonder about us. And as they get bolder, the people we're trying to help are going to get more uncertain. I saw this in Iraq, and I'm now seeing it in Syria.
All right. So what is this attack today? Tell us about ISIS and their abilities right now.
Right. I talked with Charles Lister, who's a terrorism expert at the Middle East Institute in Washington, and he said Mike Pence is right. The so-called caliphate on the ground is like 99% taken away from ISIS. But in terms of being a terrorist group with real deadly capabilities, he said ISIS is very far from being defeated.
The Department of Defense is effectively in crisis mode right now, trying to plan a military withdrawal from the country. As I understand it, senior officials within the U.S. government continue to push hard against the idea of an overly hurried withdrawal from Syria. And I think the outcome of this is unclear.
Marco, the Trump administration has said that it is fighting for the quote-unquote enduring defeat of ISIS. Lister said that is likely a long way away, and that the question now for the president is, what does an attack like this mean for the decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria? The top brass at the Pentagon is telling the White House to go slowly, be deliberate, be careful, that this cannot be done without meeting certain conditions first, and that's going to take time.
The World's Matthew Bell telling us about an ISIS attack that killed U.S. troops today in Syria.